Welcome to Her, Healthy, Empowered Relationships. I'm Barry Price. What is love? What is this thing that so many of us seek, want, crave, look for, feel is the ultimate feeling once we have it, and it gives some sort of shape and meaning to so many lives? Well, let's start by what I've noticed a lot of people misassociate with the idea of love. Things that I see are not helpful and unhealthy in people trying to create healthy relationships. Love is not feeling like you absolutely need a person in a form of dependency, like, I don't know what I would do without you. Love is not that sense of pain, aching, or longing that has been romanticized so much, that if we don't hear from them, we're not with them when they're not around, it's literally sad and hurtful and harmful. That, again, is from a different part in us. Saying that that is love would be like saying that wealth is our feeling of worrying about not having money. But it is not that. There are these two sides. Love, like wealth, is that feeling of abundance already being here. Love is that thing that originates with our connection to a sense of already emanating love from the inside out, of knowing that we feel a secure sense of connection, not attachment. Connection is when we feel like we are not isolated, not alone. We are either connected to something within us or something greater in the universe, and we can also feel it when we're connected to another person. Sometimes we mistake our sense of connection to another person as the only and biggest and main source of connection. In that way, we begin to become attached to it. Again, it's like the idea of the only way we can get food being from one source. Suddenly, of course, we feel a neediness instead of just feeling appreciative, glad, and happy for what is abundant. Unlike food, thankfully, we can actually experience the feeling of love emanating from within ourselves. We can't create food within our own body, but we can already know that there is an abundance of money, of food, of love, and our ability to feel love is our greatest strength. We are made of love. We are love. If you close your eyes now, for instance, as long as you're not driving or exercising or doing something that would be unsafe, if you can close your eyes now, you can just take a moment to think of someone whom you've loved or has been loving to you in a way that was not hurtful, in a way that did not inspire fear of losing them, in a way that wasn't more about the lack or the fear of not having, and was more about the security of that connection. Feeling connected in a way that felt peaceful and joyful and full. It might have even been a pet that you've had or have, a child, a friend. It might have even been a teacher or a mentor that you had. But if you place a hand on your heart and breathe deeply into it, feeling it filled with love, this is the full cup that you have to share and offer out with others, the love that you can share with others. And when you're with a healthy man, they have this too, and they share this love with you. This is very different than the client of mine who went out to a dancing class and enjoyed meeting all these men. She said she felt happy and elated, and she got home to an empty house and felt sad and scared and depressed because it was an empty home. That is the old fear that told her she didn't have love, she didn't have connection, she wouldn't be loved. Right on the heels of an amazing evening meeting these men who were very interested in her, rather than being in that place, that attitude, that mindset of, I am love. I literally just had this amazing connective evening with other people who I felt amazing with. The fear wants to look at what we lack and what we don't have. but we cannot feel wealthy by focusing on the fear of being broke. We cannot be healthy by focusing on the fear of sickness and illness. And we cannot experience love by focusing on our fear that we won't have it or don't have it. So today, connect to your own feeling, the actual sensation and emotion, the vibration of feeling love. Begin to know that this is what it feels like. This is the source. You tap into it. And as you live through this, you will attract it to you in the form of an amazing partner, or reawaken and reignite this same vibration and feeling of love in your partner. Much love.